Tens of thousands of people are still being evacuated from around the Mount Agung volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali. It's hurling clouds of ash thousands of metres into the air, while lava is also welling up on the crater. Our Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey is in Bali. When we spoke a short time ago, he was at an evacuation centre at Klungkung, which is about 25 kilometres from the volcano. Adam Harvey, you're at an evacuation centre. How is it going? Is it going smoothly?
So far, we've just pulled into the evacuation centre this morning. I was here a couple of months ago when it was really a teeming tent village. Now it's about a tenth of the size, so it's still very small. What's happened since the initial rumblings of the volcano 2 months ago, people have set up smaller evacuation centres all around Bali and this regency closest to the volcano. So people are heading into smaller evacuation centres, town halls, village chief's offices, those kind of places, where it's easier really to supply a small group of people. They're doing their own cooking and washing rather than relying on the Indonesian army to do the cooking, like at a big evacuation centre like this here in Klungkung.
And so is it likely, though, that more people will start moving into that bigger centre, or will they be absorbed into those smaller centres?
I think the plan is to have the smaller centres as a more effective way of dealing with this sort of huge number of people.
And Adam, what have people been able to bring with them from their homes?
Well, you might be able to hear the crowing of roosters in the background, so people have brought some animals down with them. They haven't been able to bring bigger livestock. They're being held in holding pens further up the mountain. People go back and forth to feed them. Just basic supplies, really. There's a television in one of the tents, people's motorcycles, some bedding, clothing. That's basically it. Everything else is supplied here at this centre by the Indonesian Army, the TNI, who are doing the cooking and provide the washing facilities.
And is it clear how long people are going to have to stay out of the exclusion zone?
No. The Bali's governor said last night, look, some of the experts are telling him that this bigger explosive phase of the volcano could last for a month or so, at least a month, and that's how long people should be prepared to stay out of their home. But he doesn't really know. The volcanologists don't really know. They'll all say, We have no idea how long this volcano will keep erupting. We know that it's showing no signs of abating at the moment, and a stronger eruption is possible, and that's why all these people have been brought off the mountain. Last time it erupted, in 1963, it kept erupting for over a year, and with two big explosive events about 2 months into the eruptive phase. They're the ones that killed all the people. It's those big events that people are worried about. And that's why everyone's down here.
And Adam, what does it look like? You can actually see the volcano from where you are, can't you?
It's a rare, clear day here. It's normally shrouded by cloud. It was last time we were here. There is a tall plume which is going up into the sky, and then it just looks like high cloud as it spreads across the atmosphere. There are two distinct colours in the plume, a dark colour, which is the ash or the smoke coming off the magma, and then a lighter colour, which is apparently mostly steam. So there's two vents pumping material up into the atmosphere. It's pulverised rock that's going up, not smoke. So that those tiny little particles of rock what causes the problems for planes getting into aircraft engines. That's why they've closed Bali's airport for another 24 hours now.
Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey.